Hagolah, Parsha Shavua. When we have a Tosfos about Hagolah, we have five Torahs Abayis. Five Torahs Abayis over here. In North Ramban by Klimidjon. Klimidjon. Find it. Yeah. Hagolah. Now, there are four kinds of Hagolah. Four kinds. Let's say you touch cold, a piece of cheese. You ate ice cream in a fleshika dish. You ate ice cream. What do?
Rinse it off.
That's correct. Rinse it off. You rinse it off. That's cold, you rinse off. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. Yediyah. Where's the Gemara? It's a Gemara, but Yediyah. Where is it? Yediyah. You wash it off. Now, if you cooked in it, what do you do? Hagolah. Read the Rambam about Hagolah. Very interesting Rambam about Hagolah. Perek Yudzayim Achos Asuras. It's fascinating. Let's see, pick it up. Perek Yudzayim Aloch Zayin, I think. Machos Asuras. We found the Bank Limidion. Yeah?
Zayin Yudzayim?
Yeah, Yudzayim.
Mishamayla, that one? Huh? With the one Mishamayla? Berekabayas Mishamayla?
Could be. Mala Pekalin.
Yeah.
You found it?
I think so, yeah.
Mala Pekalin, it's front of here, yeah?
It's over here.
See?
Is it this piece?
And Ramban?
The Ross is Mishamayla. That's what I remember.
Oh, Rabbi Moshe. Mayla, yeah, okay. I'll read it to you. Now, Rambam, pay attention. I want to test you. If you pick it up, he said, "How do you kasha? See if it's cold, it's Gemara Yediyah. You find that Gemara Yediyah? Here, Rambam. Madichon. And to Madichamin, pay attention. Keitem Agilon. Noisein. Noisein Yoyra. Noisein. A small clay into a big clay. Right? You pour water on it, you boil up the water, and then it's kosher. What's new in this Rambam? You put the small clay, big clay, so it covers it, and you boil up the water, and then it's kosher.
You don't put the clay inside the water.
Correct. How do we do it? What's first? Putting the clay in and then boiling the water, or first they boil the water and you put the clay in? How do we do it?
You first boil the water, then you put the clay in.
Boil the water first. And stick it in. Rama says, no, put the clay in, then boil the water. It's the Ma'akev, or what? What's going on over here? That's Hagolah. How long you have to keep it in? He spoke about that. The minute it's in it, Baal Tanya says a few seconds. Then you rinse it, also a minute. And now, if you're on a spit, what do you have to do? A barbecue.
Libun.
What's Libun?
Fire. Sparks.
Sparks flying.
White hot.
Libun. When? What Tosha says, give me two cases of ches. We learned this. where it was used on a spit, then you don't need libun.
A terebola,
correct. Before Pesach. Or basa for challah. Or what's another one? Rav Tashmisha is not libun. Rav Tashmisha is a gola. And there was libun. Rav Tashmisha. That's machlokes. Chatchila when they don't do it. And what's the last one?
Kachin.
Destroy. Chicheris. Got treif. What do you do?
Break it.
Can't go out. By a terrible asimamata, whatever. Again, you didn't find your diach? Rinsing? Boiling, hagolo? Libon, sparks flying? And shvira, hagolo. As a matter of fact, what we're talking about, hagolo, the Berak HaBayis brings Ramban. They hold Tam Kikad Rabbanon. Tam Rabbanon. Clean Midyon. So he says, it's a mile of a Kalim. Kalim are different. You see, every Toivo goes to clean. And once, it's a mile of a Kalim. But Phil Kalim Shanim next field, Jewish Kalim. So it says, by Gosha Kalim, do a Machmi on the Tam? Tam is Machmi in Tfilah. Right? Lechok HaKosov. For Kim Shalano. It's a special dim in Kalim. Mile of a Kalim. Kim Shanivlu Meyisser in Chosin Lateron. It's a mile of a Kalim. Tom Kirka? No, it's a mile of a Kalim. Only by Kalim. So again, rinsing, Agola, Libor, and what's the fourth one?
Shvira.
What's the fourth one? Breaking. Give me Rama Hilas Tshuva. Hilas Tshuva. Okay. There are four kinds of Tshuva. Which are the four kinds of Tshuva? Let's see Rambam.
Yeah, you
gave
us back in Chesed.
Hilas Tshuva.
Well, yeah.
1 minute.
This is like my favorite Tshuva.
One second.
What?
Four kinds of tshuva.
Rebbe, Mishnah in Avodah Zarah says, Alkech kli tashmish bin oyev dikachavim, esher darkel hatbil yatbil. Bahagil yagil alabin bo'or yalabin bo'or.
Okay, no.
Is that what Rebbe wanted?
No. I know that. No, we're going to say it by tshuva right now. By tshuva. 1 minute. Here. Over Odlam Mitzvah Sasei. A guy Miss Krishna. What do you do? No?
You do tshuva.
Tshuva. And it works. And it's Zod Mishama Shamoich Lomiyad. What should we make? Charot of a Kabbalah. Have Charot, I won't do it again. He's over Loisase. Wow. Amazing. Rahman Litzlan. Right? Over Loisase. Over Mitzvah Loisase. Right? Is it tshuva? No. What do you need besides tshuva? What do you need? Yom Kippur. Tshuva and Yom Kippur. Right. Is it a creases, Mrs. Bezin? Rachman Bemezid. So what? What do you do?
Yom Kippur.
Tshuva, what else?
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, what else?
Yisurim.
Yisurim.
Sure.
Chal Hashem? What's it then? Chal Hashem, what's it then? Huh?
Misa.
So the Kadmonim draw a parallel between tshuva and kashering. Yoiva mitzasei tshuva. That's rinsing. Yadiyach. That's rinsing by cold. Over loisase in Yom Kippur. What does Yom Kippur do? Empties out the averes. Empties out your stomach. Empties out the averes. Hagolo. That's Hagolo. Yom Kippur. Chorus. He needs his surim. What's his surim? Sparks are flying. Libun. Libun. It's a very big question about our gas ranges, ovens. You barbecued in the oven. You broiled in the libun. It never gets like sparks flying. Big problem. So the rule, so Rabban Kotler and Yerushabeh said the rule is the way it comes in, it goes out. Kabbalah Kapoltoi. Put the gears in your joint for now, it's good enough. But Moshe said you need libun, a blowtorch. A blowtorch. The oven itself, maybe not, I'm going to do it. So cleaning over makes it sparks, equivalent to sparks. Right. Chil Hashem is Kli Cheres. Why do Kli Cheres? What do you do? Huh?
Shatter.
Break it. You shove it. Again. I say, just do tshuva, you rinse off. Lo Yisasa Yom Kippur. Chorus is Yisurim, Libun, and then Misa. Now here comes a fascinating thing. Tosfos Avodah Zarah Samach Tes has a question. I said it once. How do you eat honey? In the honey there are legs of the bee. Sherets. How do you eat honey? Tosfos answers. Achilles. The legs are pure bone. And bones are mutter. As a matter of fact, the Gudus Rabban used to make gelatin from pigs for the bones. The problem is in the bones is meat. That was the problem. Right. Bones are mutter. But there's a big tumor nowadays. Cold gel is called. Kosher gelatin. Bones. The Raven, the Rajba, and the Rosh, and Brachas, Perek Vav Lam and Hay. A lot of times in the honey is blood from the bee. Blood. That's not bones. Tyson and the Raven would say, honey! Anything into the honey becomes
honey.
Honey. You know that honey makes into honey. You have more broccoli, you see right now, the Rosh is pegged above the lamed hay. And that's how cold vash, you hear that? Anything to honey is honey. And therefore, the legs of the bee turn into honey. There's a big catch on that. So heard as his wife died, he dumped it into honey. Right. Then he had to bury it, and he buried her. We had to bury her. She's a piece of honey.
That's if it's a shalim, it doesn't have any room.
What?
If it's an aver, so then it disappears.
He's saying avarim are not, are become honey, but a shalem, a beria would be.
They say that, man. What's the difference? I don't know. Now we understand why he called his wife honey. Anyway. So the Rosh, Perek Vav Lamed Hey in Brachas. Do you need hashgacha on honey for Pesach? No. You see the crumbs. So what? Well, the crumbs become
honey.
What's stronger than honey?
Taira.
Mesuko Midrash. Taira. Taira makes him into honey. Mendy Bukira. Mendy Bukira. That's the Rosh of Loshen. Nase ha kol dvash. Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Has to stay there for a while, Mr. Tama. You dip the yichal in honey, doesn't become honey right away. The chemical effect of honey, you know that? Dvash Dvarim. Yeah. You have a more bracha? Take a look right now. Perek Vav Rosh Lamed Hey.
I have it right here.
You see this blood. You see the blood.
I will be from Schilchi Adam with Hashinah Mahachi. The Basar Hashtag is the Nun Shari had Dvash. The Nafal by Chatiha Shal Isser. The Alphagav Shal Isser. The Nimuah Pesach Dvash. Kim Shadarcha Dvash Lachser. The Dover Nafal Zeich Dvash. Kmoy Dvash Tanin Lay.
Correct. I said in the Slugim Bava Basra about Orev and Moicher, Kabbalin, Ikeach, said in parentheses, Amolek. The purpose of those things, remember the Slugim. So put Amolek. And Simon for four sogyas. Amalek and Gomorrah's Torah. Hear that. Amalek. That's the fifth way of kashering. Hear that? Fifth way. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, Chil Hashem, he has to die. If he does Torah, he's okay. You're in a pattern like that. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Interesting. So you have over here five ways of kashering. Which are the five ways? Number one.
Rinsing. Rinsing.
Hadacha. Wash it off. That's like cold stuff.
Hagalah.
Hagalah.
Libun.
Libun and Shvira. What's the fifth way?
Dvash. Dvash.
Fifth way, honey. You put a sherret in honey. I know there are very many universities to get into the chevra had chocolate-covered cockroaches. You ever heard about that? It's a rush. Chocolate doesn't do it. But honey, it changes into a okay. Let's see a piece of Gemara. Yeah, we're up to now. So clean Midyon. There's a problem with clean Midyon that You learn that Hagola from Vishnu. It says the Jews in the Midbar were able to eat treif, kaldi the chaziri, because they're doing war. During war, you have the chametz mitzvah, kaldi eat treif. So how can you learn that from clean midyon? Kashrus, it's allowed to eat treif. What's the answer? There was no war with Midyan. Right. Midyan was no war. As a matter of fact, we don't. What was Balak worried about? But Melch Moyov, or Totsas Moyov. Elim Moyov. What's Midyan? The only war was with the seven nations. Fine, the seven nations. Okay, let's see the Gemara now over here.